everyone, welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amadeus Technologies. This is Sindhu Priya, Senior Manager, Marketing and Alliances from Amadeus. Your host for today, back again. Miraz Pradhan Klofanov's lead from Direct Line Group, London, is with us today to discuss a key topic, aligning product management values with FinOps. Hello, Miraz. Welcome to our show. How are you?
Hi, Sindhu Priya. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good as well. Thank you, Miraz. So, Miraz, let's get into this interesting topic. So, product management is an organizational function that guides every step of product lifecycle, wherein FinOps is about bringing financial visibility into the organization. So, where do these two functions intersect?
Yeah, it's a good question to start with. Well, basically, I began my career at Accenture, where the benefit was I got a lot of different exposure to different things. So, you know, like business analyst roles, and then obviously I touched on FinOps, so development roles, and then obviously working on the product managers as well for certain projects I worked in. And that's where I kind of saw the intersection of FinOps and product management. So product management is basically all about focusing on what the customer needs and delivering value is basically the main things. But also, as it's evolved, using a lot of data as well and leveraging data in certain decision making for product strategy. And that's where I kind of see how FinOps relates to product management. And that's what I noticed as I was learning more about what I wanted to specialize in. I was kind of attracted by the fact that, you know, FinOps had the financial side and technological side, because I was into accountancy at the beginning of my career, but also interested in technology. And then when I kind of started looking into what makes a good FinOps professional, I thought after doing a course in product management, a lot of it intersected in that whilst our customer is sort of the business owners at the company and the head of different business areas, as well as our customer would be developers and people we need to make changes. Again, it's focusing on them, building those relationships, that is often the most important thing. As well as using data to drive important decisions. So that's where the two kind of intersect. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. I get it. So I think I hear it often from even from our previous podcast guest saying that people who have this FinOps background, they are more attracted towards the cloud FinOps arena.
I completely agree. I think it's a really good opportunity for finance professionals to work closer with technology, because the role requires you to wear so many different hats. You know, you need to be like almost like an accountant, a coach, a developer, but not so deep in any of it, but sort of have surface level skills in lots of different things. Which is what makes you good at the role. So I think if you already have that financial background, obviously that hat is a big tick. And obviously you're working with a lot of different financial data. So I can see why it would attract them, because they don't need to go so deep into having so much technical knowledge, but then they also can leverage their financial background to have the strong skill set needed to be a good FinOps professional.
True that. So, Miraz, getting back to the topic. So, product management is customer-centered. So, the product managers who deals with the product management, their basic task will be towards delivering the products that delight the customers.
Yeah.
Right. So, that exactly requires the investment in new features or the technologies, or for the faster delivery timelines. So, however, this can sometimes clash with the FinOps goals of cost control and optimization. So how do you think they can balance these goals?
Yeah, that's completely right. So obviously product managers always try to push out different features to improve the product, and then sometimes, as you said, you get pushback on, trying to streamline costs because their main concern is having the highest quality feature and creating the best product, which is completely right. But when I say the sort of intersection of product management and FinOps, it's that for FinOps, it's the internal customers that you focus on. So like I said, the developers, the business owners, even the finance people at the company are all your internal customers who you're trying to make FinOps as easy for, as accessible for, as useful for. So FinOps is almost the product. And how do you deliver that in a way that, and how do you complete, when I talk about delivering features that product managers do, how do you deliver features to do with FinOps that constantly make it more efficient for them to use, more useful for them to use? How do you create, better, more useful dashboards? How do you make your reporting more useful to your internal customers? How do you make communication more transparent? So those are the sort of things, I've been in FinOps for now, I think it's touching 6 years. So over those 6 years, as I've tried to improve how I work and make what I do more useful for my internal customers, is where I start to see FinOps as a product in itself that I'm pushing to them and constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to make more useful, including, what sort of metrics can I produce that's useful to them? What dashboards can I produce? What can I govern that is useful for people at the company?
What do you think, or do you have any tricks or strategies for the product managers so that they could balance both?
Yeah, so what you have is so what I've used in the past is having dashboards that have performance efficiency, for example, of a product, as well as the cloud costs associated with that product. And in that way, when a product manager chooses what feature to focus on or work on, he can take into account, for example, how much did this feature cost? How much benefit did it bring us? Okay, let's incorporate cloud costs as a consideration in what features we prioritize or we choose to work on. And then you don't just go for features that you think are going to enhance the product. You base it on your return on investment, including time and cloud costs.
Yeah, got it. So basically, it's about having a perfect visibility or a better visibility on the performance while you are trying to enhance the features or the customer experience, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So there's kind of two sides to it. So what you just mentioned there, enhancing the customer experience, but also looking after the business as well and making sure we're doing it in an efficient and cost-wise way, if you will. But then also looking at it from the other side of the fence in terms of how I'm looking at it, which is FinOps as a product in itself, and how do I push this out to the business? How do I push this out to all the stakeholders that are amongst me or that I have a link to? How do I push it out in the most useful way for them? How do I put myself in their shoes and make sure this is extremely useful for them? So, for example, if I've got a developer, I won't present FinOps KPIs or data in the same way that I would to, say, the business owner or the finance professional at the company. I need to think about what's useful for the developer. What does he or she want to see? So it's usually the more technical stuff. So what we can right size, what architectural changes we can make, for example, those are the sort of things I would present to a developer. And that's all part of, if you will, like developing and making the FinOps product at the company better as well.
All right. So, Miraz, thank you for that. And well, since we spoke about the metrics or the ways that the product managers can use to balance the balance both FinOps and the customer experience, what are the potential challenges you see that may arise when they are trying to align both?
And sometimes there's some conflicting priorities. So obviously with FinOps, well, usually our main concern is cost efficiency. And I think product teams more prioritize like innovation and feature development. But historically what I've seen is without having an eye on what this is actually costing us, what the actual ROI is. But I think baking FinOps considerations into those product conversations make the value of product management and product development make the value a lot more enhanced, because if you do take into ROI, like I said before, you can start taking into account what is the actual best feature for this product in terms of what's best for the business, instead of just being focused on innovation and development, which is really important as well. I think it's important to know that FinOps is not trying to stop innovation and development. It's just how we innovate and develop in the best and most efficient way. So yeah, I would say that's the first challenge I've seen mainly. And then the other challenge is, obviously, there's some complexity in some of the cloud pricing models, and getting people to sort of get their head around that straight away can be challenging. And if you're starting at a new company and the FinOps culture is not there, a lot of people haven't heard about FinOps. So the solutions to that is I set up, firstly, some workshops, where we can have conversations with different areas of the business, present what FinOps is and what we're trying to do, and sort of start bridging that gap in terms of knowledge.
Yeah, good to know. So you rightly touched there, Amira. So it's not just about innovation and development, it's about what works best. And
Yeah.
also, as you say, training and skilling definitely could help the product managers or the people who are in the Cloud FinOps practice
Yeah.
to grow better. All right. So, Miraz, let's pause here and continue the further discussion in our next episode. Listeners, till then, write all your challenges to info@theRateOfAmdiscGlobal.com and enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.